That means everybody's really from Africa. Everybody. All y'all. Everybody.
I ain't from Africa. I'm from Crenshaw Mafia.
Like it or not, you're from Africa.
I'm from Africa. You from Africa, you African booty scratcher.
What's up, African booty scratcher?
You getting lazy.
What do you mean?
Just hitting pause on a YouTube clip. You're like, I'll fix it later.
We're not doing it live. It gives a shit. Oh my god, these levels are all over the place though. Hold on, let's do the level check on air, because that's professional.
Didn't we do this just a second ago?
Yeah.
You change how you talk.
I guess so.
You start yelling once the show starts.
God damn it, I can't help it. It's like I try to get energized, and then that wears off within 90 seconds, and then I'm like this throughout the rest of the show.
Just like sex.
Exactly. Yeah, big talk, and like you come in with a lot of gusto, like, I'm going to bend you over, bitch, just give me that ass, smack it up, and after like 30 seconds of thrusting, it's like, well, then just, what are they say?
Once you realize it's the same chick, and it's not like porn, where you can just switch them out in a whim. It's like, god damn it, it's the same one.
Well, they do that with...
Still here.
Let's bring this down. I'll bring you down a little, too. You're suddenly louder. Maybe that's just my ego speaking.
No, I sound louder in the mix, too.
God damn it.
This fucking studio.
We need to just cough up for equipment. Well, I do.
How much could this shit possibly cost?
I don't think it's that much for just a couple mics and a shitty little board.
Oh, fuck no. And you can't get worse in this room acoustically.
Nah. But they do that with rats. There's an experiment where they got like a rat, and they just keep putting him in front of new rat pussy.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll pretty much fuck until he dies. But if you put him in front of the same rat pussy, he'll just be like, <"Meow."> like a little sigh.
How the fuck can you tell the difference?
Yeah, I know.
Rat is rat. They're not even different color. Well, I guess they are they?
Well, sure. I guess you could have albino.
Yeah, that's
rat
I'm just
pussy.
Thinking of the fucking white rats.
And then black rat pussy and brown rat pussy and...
I'm guessing the black rats go for a little bit cheaper at the pet store.
And the black rats love sleeping with the white rats. White rats
albino
love
rat
white
pussies.
Rats. Yeah.
The fucking top of the mountain.
Yeah. And welcome to another episode of Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papa Giorgio, with the tightest of white rat pussies. I'm here today with Will Papa Giorgio, my co-host.
Yo.
Good to have you, and it's been... Not that long, I guess, actually. Two weeks. That's what I thought.
Last week was Memorial Day or Labor Day or whatever the shit day.
I forgot. I didn't get to bring your bag of food from Mom. I don't know. Mom will always have a bag of food for me to bring your way. And I know I didn't do that task last week.
No.
Did not perform it.
Out or some shit. Did you come in last week? Or?
Yeah. I did, did I do a Friday? No, I did like a Wednesday and a Thursday or something really weird like that. No, didn't we do a Wednesday show or some shit?
No.
I thought we had a show. We did something that went up last week.
Yeah, it was probably like 2 weeks ago.
I don't know. And then I did.
You were backlogged.
I did something with Howard, and I did 2 hours worth of shit.
Is he living up here, or is he just home for the weekend?
No, he lives in Arlington with his chick.
What does he do?
Kind of like, well, he's got the law school degree, and I guess he's like hunting for gainful law employment. Like, he doesn't want to work something he hates, which I can totally sympathize with.
But he spent like 8 years in school.
How he likes
working
being a
it.
Student. I mean, I know some people that just live in that shit. Like, he, I think in a lot of ways, wants to be a professor, and it makes sense. Like, some people academia just appeals to, and...
Like, male Laura.
Yeah, exactly.
Never leaves college.
Well, Laura's another person that we know who, I guess she wound up a professor. But those who wind up professors, why would you ever leave? I don't think many people, like, just leave and work a job for 8 years, and then it's like, you know what? Fuck this. I want to be a professor. It's something you kind of ease into just after you go to college. You're like, this is great, and you never leave it.
I thought college fucking stunk.
Hold on. Let's get out the show's website before we riff on college, because, yeah, I fucking hated it too. But inpapasbasement.com, Tweet me at Papa's Basement, Will's at Billy Basil, as well as at Gray Sky Eternal, his band. By the way, recommend a cut we can use as the new intro, just so we have something that's like copyright free and we can do whatever the fuck we want with it.
Yeah, sure, man.
Okay. Whip up a special theme. Theme for the basement.
I mean, you can listen to the CD.
Too much work.
The new ones on it.
I just, like, I know all your songs from hearing them live. I know the set list and everything.
Well, bully for you.
Thank you, sir. I'm your biggest fan. And what else we got to plug? We're on Facebook. We're on iTunes. Go to the show's website. We got the links for all that shit. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. We move more podcasts than ever. The website's hits are relatively static, but the podcast moves more and more.
Is it because of that network or whatever?
More like radio.
Yeah.
No, I don't think they've translated to much. Maybe they have. Maybe they haven't. I don't know. They're good enough people. I've never noticed a boost from anyone who's carried the show. That's just what the internet is, though. It seems like a lot of
people just, I don't get that shit either, like internet radio stations and stuff.
No, people are into it. Hell, we have listeners. A lot of people are, internet radio is intended for people who are at work and just don't want to work, or they have to work, but they need something to do there.
They don't want to listen to programming controlled by the Jew-run media.
Exactly, with its liberal lies. Leftist bastards. But back to college, because what the hell, we can riff on that. You were there 2 years.
Yes.
And you just said, fuck it.
What a waste of money and time. What a big fucking lie. Everyone's like, oh, if you don't like high school, you'll love college. My ass. I liked high school better.
I greatly enjoyed high school. I was...
I liked high school. I mean, I hated the school part, but...
I wasn't like a kind of like jock or any shit like that, but I was never bothered by people. I was kind of like the outcast. I did well in school, but I was also the stoner. Like, I sold weed to a lot of kids by senior year.
See, like, I was always kind of like class clown or whatever.
I was not funny at all, but only because I was pumped full of dexedrine. So you could have just put me in front of a tile wall for 8 hours and I would have been quiet as shit.
Really? No, goddamn. I always just sit in the back, fuck around.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I never did any, like,
my sport. I would get kicked out my senior year of like every first period class.
Really?
Like alternated between Mr. McCloud and Mr. Prowl.
Did they chant your name?
Prowl, it almost became like a fucking joke. It was like me or Drew. Every other day, like one of us,
Mr. Drew Morris,
got fucking thrown out, and it got so absurd. Like one time, I walked up to his desk, took a tissue, and blew my nose, and he kicked me out. Like it was just becoming like a fucking running gag at that point. Like I didn't do anything wrong.
I fucking loved Kenny Prowl, though, man.
No, I'm trying to think because remember, there's one time when I pulled out an electric razor and started shaving in class.
The fuck are you?
I took a Jimbo or Kearney.
Are you pulling a Kearney?
Yeah, I forgot that. Like
picking up your 5-year-old that looks just like you.
Phil reminded me of that like a couple years ago when I saw him. Like I'd completely forgotten about that. I think one time, you know, like a lot of times, especially in the trailer, like his class. I don't know if he was in a trailer when you were there. Like
he was always in a trailer. I wonder if they banished him because he was one of the cooler younger teachers.
God forbid he gets inside students' minds.
Yeah, exactly. Next time. Makes him give a shit. Although I should kick his ass. He's the one that got me into history, and it's why I finished that worthless fucking major.
Oh, I don't know.
But that's another story for another time. We'll talk about my own Prowl experiences once we wrap up yours.
I remember, like, you know, there was like a couch in the corner of the trailer. Like one time, I just fucking took a nap on it in the middle of class.
Yeah, I remember that. Why would you have a couch though?
I don't know.
Like we never had reading time. Mr. Prowl was an AP teacher who taught like hardcore shit, like AP Euro history. AP
could have been that hardcore because I didn't read that fucking book once and I got like a B.
Really? See, I was insane in that class, but I was pumped full of dexedrine, so I would read this text like cover
to cover.
Dude,
that book was like a goddamn dictionary.
Yeah, I know. I crushed it though.
I think the first night of class, I was like, fuck this. I don't care if I fail.
It was as dense as it got, but once I learned to read that, like that was as hard as anything I'd read in college.
I don't know if I just cheated off your old test. I don't know how the fuck I made it through there. I had to cheat some way or another.
I'll take credit.
There's no way.
I did really well once I was.
Maybe I just fucking paid attention in class. It might have been one of those things where it's like, if you listen to what he says, then you know it's a zero.
I fucking love Kenny Prowl. I wish I'd kept up with him. He was one of the only teachers where I'd go back like after a couple years, maybe like 2 years into college, and I'd still dip in and
really
see him. And then
I think I went to high school like once after I was in college. I was like, never again.
Really? I didn't have like a bad experience.
No, I just feel like a fucking creep.
I was gonna say, when do you hit that creep point?
when you're fucking a 10th grader like I was.
How old were you, though?
Wait, I don't know. Maybe just pass it. Or maybe she's 11th grade. I don't know. I was 18, 19.
And she's an 11? That's fine.
Oh, well, technically it's illegal, but...
No, I thought you had like a 2-year gap. Like if you're I thought if she was 17, you could be 19. And that was like the only way.
I don't believe
so.
I believe
it's
18, very black
and
white.
16. No, I think there's like a 2-year gap thing.
I don't think so.
I don't know. That shit blows my mind.
It's stupid.
Well, no. Not that I want to rail out a bunch of 16-year-olds, although what the fuck? It's
legal.
But no,
like if an 18-year-old fucks a 17-year-old, they're going to go away for 5 years.
Well, that's only if you're black. I mean, that's kind of how they enforce that treats. Law. Dude, there are tons of stories. I forgot what dude was doing like a 5-year bid, and he finally got out, and the judge is like, well, I just have to interpret the law the way it's written. Fuck you.
Get out of here. Like, sodomy, it's illegal to get blown in most states,
yeah.
Probably.
It's insane, the shit. I mean, there's literally websites dedicated to stupid laws.
All kinds of shit, exactly. I mean, there's stuff you wouldn't even believe.
Yeah, but I...
Like, you can't fucking fish on Thursday in a town or some horse shit like that,
you know? It's so fucking weird to me, though, that, like, back in the day, I don't know about you in high school, I didn't even look at the chicks, like, one grade younger than me, because I was like, that's just jailbait.
Are you kidding? Like, senior year, fucking freshman or whatever?
I
know!
It's the
easiest thing.
It's the... fucking American rite of passage. You're just supposed to be like 17, 18, driving around banging chicks who were in middle school 5 months ago.
Yeah.
That's all you should be doing. They've like barely got hair down there. They're fucking cutting your dick up with their braces.
Now that's kind of set the fucking template for me, because ever since then, I've either like been with chicks who are like much older than me or much younger than me. Like,
yeah.
I've never dated my age ever.
I've dated very few. My own age, very few.
And when you do, it feels weird.
Well, it's just like, oh, there's nothing really fun here. Also,
I was gonna say, there's like, you feel the possibility that it might turn into something. Like, oh, can't have this.
What I've noticed too is like, I'll date someone now, like 5 years younger than me or some shit. That seems fine to me. I'm like, oh, they're my age. For some reason, it doesn't register me. My fucking ass is 31.
The older you get, yeah. I mean, if you're dating 55 to 50, you think that's a big difference?
Exactly. Slaying a cougar, man.
But, no, I mean, the older you get, the more that
But I'm saying
diminishes.
If I were dating someone 30, 31, I'd be like, this chick's a little old for me. What the fuck? I don't know where that maturity gap occurred. I guess just so I started life late. I wasn't that good at it.
So, well, no, I think guys in general tend to date younger chicks because
we're awesome.
More mentally... not retarded. What's the word? Stunted, I guess.
I wouldn't even say stunted. It's just we're not geared toward relationships until like much later. And then it's like.
Yeah. So then like whatever level we're on the level of someone who's like 10 years younger.
Yeah. But their brain's been on the relationship level for a million years. So they're like, okay. Sorry, bitch. Yeah. This is old hat. I don't know.
No, that shit's been going on since the beginning of time.
Yeah. Young ass is pretty good, ain't it? Or older
ass.
Either
way. I mean.
Older, scandalous, don't give a fuck, had my...
Dude, you remember that fucking...
My ovaries ripped out ass?
44-year-old at the titty bar when we were there?
Like I probably tried to suppress it. What?
No, she's hot as shit. Remember the one I was talking to where it's like, she's got on stage, she wasn't even a dancer there?
Oh, God, that chick was hot. Yeah. Yes, I do remember her.
Yeah, she was 44.
God bless her. She was just like this drunk party girl.
Yeah,
but like,
she'd fucking put most of those other chicks were early 20s.
Well, to be honest, that was a... I love Paradise City, too, but the women there are mutants on average.
There's a couple of really hot ones.
There's like one or two a night that are pretty good.
Yeah,
it's just
Fake Tits, who's my age, or 28, yeah.
With the baggy, I've had a kid tummy and the C-section scar.
That's all of them. I didn't see like one chick there who wasn't a mom. Maybe the one you got a lap dance from. Looked like my prom date, like the curly blonde hair.
Yes, yeah, who had the weird Mary Jo Buttafuoco half of my mouth is paralyzed face thing going.
Botox or some shit?
I looked like nerve damage. Like, literally, it was
fucking
just...
Fucking Priscilla Presley?
Yeah, looked like a fucking lazy ventriloquist. Like, nah, you know? Like, I didn't... She was hot as long as she wasn't moving her mouth.
I did not get a dance from her. That was the first time I saw her there.
No, you did not know true love then, sir.
Dude, you should have come out to that fucking titty bar with me and Dawn.
Which place?
What the fuck?
Paper Moon?
Yeah, there you go.
In Springfield. Yeah. That is a non...
Every time I go there, I see some chick with like ridiculously huge natural tits.
And I'm like, that is a strong selling point.
I know. Like, you would enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Like, there's this chick there. She's pretty fucking cute, skinny. Like, she may have like a couple extra pounds, but I mean, like minuscule. Like,
yeah.
Her stomach just wasn't toned as shit. Fucking tits like the size of bowling balls. Like, puts anyone I've ever seen to shame. Like, I forgot to ask her bra size, but they had to be like fucking G cups. And they're like a nice
shape. But they
shape
stay
and
covered, right?
No. Well, they have pasties on.
Okay. But did she have like big tit areolas that were like exceeding the perimeter of the pasty? Was it like pasty and
no,
then
they
pigmentation?
They cut the pasties to cut their areolas.
Why? Oh,
is that like one size
thing?
Fits all?
Oh,
like you take the fucking circle band-aids?
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was like...
No, I had
them
show me once. They just cut it out from like a sheet of latex or something.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I thought it was like a pirate's eye patch thing. They just glue that to their tits.
I believe it's DIY.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. How big were the areolars? Just for my own edification.
Oh, really? I don't pay attention to that horseshit.
You're holding up a 50 cent.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, silver dollar size.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's not that big for a really massive cannonball of a tit.
Who gives a fuck?
I'm just curious.
I don't care if it was a goddamn mosquito bite nipple.
I'm just curious, man.
We're just talking about tit meat here.
It's true, yeah. It's weird. Like, visually, I enjoy, like, a bigger areolar on my porn. But, like, in the flesh, I could give a shit less.
Yeah, I've
it's one of the... Like, we've talked about this a million times, so we'll talk about it again, because that's how we fill an hour.
I don't...
But, like, a fucking really, like, brick shithouse chick takes a better picture. Like, 36, 24, 36. But in the flesh, you just want, like, a skinny little chick you can, like, toss around. It's 100 times better. And skinny girls typically have, like, some curves when their clothes come off.
Well, no, skinny girls with giant tits are the best.
Well, yes. You know, while let's make gold shoot out of their assholes while we're flinging pixie dust here and there,
well,
making our wishes.
That's where implants come in.
Oh, okay.
Get some 90-pound bitch, strap a couple basketballs to her chest, you're good to go.
Throw some D's on it. What a classic. Let's talk about professional girls.
All right.
Now that we're discussing
on the subject
strippers.
Of whores.
Yeah, exactly. Let's actually break out the whore talk. I'll try to scoot the mic so that I can read this fucking article. Without it sounding like I'm suddenly...
Do you have a virus?
Here. Yes, I have a virus. I haven't fixed it in months.
Jesus.
I have it contained, and that's about it. But once in a while, if I leave the laptop on, you'll hear a ding from
the
AVG.
Fucking zombie in 28 days later, they've chained in the yard.
Exactly. It's got the...
It's kind of under control.
But not really. You know it's going to like eat the fat one as soon as it breaks out. Some shit's going to go down. All right. Chinese actress.
Actually,
right?
The better example would be, what the fuck is that weird monster they have in, is it Dawn of the Dead? Or like the weird black one they just lock in the closet like throughout the whole movie? Like the swamp thing looking motherfucker?
Oh, God, no, that's Return. Or
Return of the Living Dead?
Oh, fuck me. Hold on.
Yeah, that's definitely not Dawn of the Dead.
That's Return of the Living
Night
Dead.
Night of the Living Dead. No, fuck.
No, that's
Return
the original.
The
it's Return. Yeah, it's done by like the guy who worked with Romero. That is one of the only like comedic horror movies that's
I
ever
fucking
worked.
Love that.
That movie is a fucking masterpiece.
That topless bitch?
The ginger, yeah, with the crew cut.
I used to know her name. It's like Lena Quigg or something.
I don't know. She does a nice dance. I just remember there's a jerry-curled black guy who cheers it. Like,
oh, yeah.
That fucking image, I guess probably because, like, as a kid, I would, like, beat off and, like, rewind and just watch that one scene, like, you know.
Like, why isn't he raping her?
No, like, just 30-second scene of her stripping where she's going, like, I want to feel the rain on my skin.
Oh, that's the worst acting ever.
Yeah, but, like, you've got your dick in your hand and, like, this dude's face is burned into your head just as much as her nude scenes in that, like, the three segments where she's naked, this black guy just cheering like, yeah, baby, yeah. It's just like, oh, I could fucking see that face like burned into the deepest parts of my brain. Ugh, horrible.
Did you beat it once she became zombified?
Oh, she's blue and she's still got her tits out? Sure. Sure.
It's like a chunk of her ear missing.
Yeah, it's a long Friday night, you know, gotta mix and match. As long as you didn't come while his face is on screen, you are fine.
That's the worst. You're trying to beat it to something and like you end up coming with just the guy. You try to like time it out perfectly.
No, you're just watching a porn. The absolute worst. You're watching porn and you come just to some guy's face. And there's like no chick, nothing. Just a dude making his like face. oh god, and you're just like, no, get back in my dick. I want this back. Mulligan. Oh god.
We were trying to like beat it to a TV show back in the days before TiVo.
Oh yeah.
You just had like just a 2 second race against window. Time.
You just know what was coming. Yeah, oh, that was the worst, trying to beat it during VIP.
That
or Baywatch, I guess fucking Baywatch.
Married but with Children or something sometimes.
Oh, and you just come to Ed O'Neill with his hand on his pants. Like, this was supposed to be beautiful.
That was sometimes I'd have, like, Kelly or even fucking Marcy or Peg wearing slutty shit.
Yeah, I do remember. And they used to have Playmates on a lot. I think Brandy Brandt was, like, one of the shoe store customers.
Terry
like
Weigel.
That. Yeah. They had a lot of good shit. For me, it was VIP. That wasn't even that long ago. That was, like, 95.
No, maybe 99, man.
Okay, so I was coming on the carpet at the age of 18. Works for me.
No, I fucking love that show.
Pam Anderson, God, what an ass that broad had.
Fucking tits, man, the cleavage.
Tits were great. Never got credit for her ass.
Did you ever see the one where she's like dressed like a fucking secretary?
No. She has like, no, but I think I know what I'm Googling tonight.
Yeah. God damn, what a great show.
Oh, so good. It was just like an old school Charlie's Angels shit, except they put him in tighter clothes.
She was the best. The other ones are... Because none of the other ones had fake tits.
Well, that short-haired Italian was awful, and she was like purely like Dyke she used one. To go on to Stern all the time and be like, yeah, I just love black cock. So that completely destroyed
Who
it for
was?
Me.
She was just promoting VIP?
Yeah, it was the Natalie, I think her name was.
Yeah, I remember. Short-haired. She
yeah,
was all right.
And she'd go on to Pam, and then I'd just be like, yeah, Natalie loves black dudes. I'm like, okay.
And then there's the one who looked like...
I don't even remember SVU. The third one.
There's the secretary, like the blonde dork with glasses.
Oh, God. Sure. Yeah, but I thought
there's
a
black
third
guy.
One.
There's an Asian guy, too.
What?
Yeah, later on, I think. And then,
the were other they the only two pieces on it?
No, the third one kind of looked like, from what I recall, Mariska Hargitay
or whatever.
From SVU or whatever.
Everyone sweats. I do not get it.
You got a nice face.
Really? See? I like that, the jaw, and to me, she's got man jaw.
Nothing wrong with that.
I kind of enjoy a strong jaw, don't get me wrong. 99 times out of 100, I would be like, that's a hot bitch.
I want to say she has a manly jaw. Reese Witherspoon is a disgusting
Reese
jaw.
Witherspoon.
Her face is too small for her head. That's the problem. Her face takes up like 50% of her head.
And then it's just like jawbone.
Jaw and forehead.
Just that fucking scrimshaw.
Like it just looks like her face is shrunk on her head.
That's a good way of putting it. Great pair of tees. They're okay. They're okay.
I never really thought she was great. Most celebrity actresses I don't think are hot.
No, we've been over this a lot. Yeah. There are very few actresses I find actively sexy. Like,
Kristen Stewart, because she's been in the news and shit lately. She's all right. I would say she's
who,
sexy.
Twilight?
Yeah.
I do her because she's got an okay lid and she's thin.
Yeah, but she's not sexy.
No. No sex appeal. I mean, chicks are just sexy. It's like, okay, Kristen Stewart's in my lap and she's undressing herself, I'll be hard as shit. That's sexy because it's like physical contact and stuff like that.
Depends how she looks naked. She could be fucking soft and out of shape.
No, I just look at her body. There's no way she's like that.
I'd say like Kat Dennings or someone.
Kat Dennings is very
ridiculous fucking cow tits. Like a Danish moo cow. Fucking sloppy pig.
Kat Dennings adds a whole fucking other dimension to 40-year-old virgin. It's almost like Benny Hill, where there are tons of funny scenes, and then Kat Dennings comes on. And it's like, shut the fuck up! You're interrupting my hard-on.
Well, she's one of those chicks like Christina Hendricks, who's just like teetering on the line between fat.
She is much trimmer than Christina. Like, you look at the, for me,
I've seen
it's
her
just,
look like a fucking
cat has a weird dome. Like, she can
gives a fuck about a woman's face. You can have fucking Steve Carell's face. I don't give a shit.
Just look, looking up at you at the
she
the
does look kind
virgin
of
cover face.
Twiggy Ramirez ish.
Yes, she looks exactly like, especially in her nude pictures. She looks like fucking... She
were those legit?
Bass for man. Oh, yeah.
She didn't look that good there.
Those were legit. I had a call from her lawyers, or an email from her lawyers to get those...
Jew lawyers?
Yeah, her Jew lawyers.
What was
she's
their
Jewish,
last name?
Too.
I know.
Like Goldberg or Goldstein? She's Jewish.
No.
Fucking Jewish lawyer.
You know
lawyer.
To cease and desist, then.
Yeah, he was civil as shit, though. I mean, I was...
I'd like to make a bargain
yeah,
with you.
Yeah, he hit me up. He's like, get these off your site at once. And I emailed back.
They sent you a fucking personalized letter?
Yes. They just Googled for every... Like, I guess they...
And they get paid, like... $800
an hour to get her tits off the internet one page at a time. They're still on my hard drive, David Goldstein. Fuck you. I still beat off to them time to time. You can't take away my memories.
So they're just wiped? Like, if you Googled them now, you couldn't find them?
You would have to probably get pretty intricate. Or maybe new shit keeps bubbling up. But I know I ain't the biggest site that put up her fucking pictures. And within 2 days, I had an email saying, take them down. I emailed back. I was like, wait, so I take them down, we're good? He's like, yep. And wow. I did it, and that was it. And I'm still a bastard because I left up the article with all the keywords, like Kat Dennings boobs, Kat Dennings tits. And instead of every picture, her tits, it's just like a stick figure with these huge tits and nipples on it. And I'm just like, here's the, you know, the new art.
Nice.
And so every asshole goes there, dick in hand.
You should have just uploaded that picture of the Jew. You know, yeah, it's the first one that comes up when you Google Jew.
Just Google Jew.
And it used to be the very first one. Hit,
yeah. And Google used to have an apology, like, at the top.
Are you serious?
Yes, explaining that, like, the fact that this Jew picture, this Jew caricature.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm very
serious.
Where
the fuck would it pop up?
I forgot. I swear to Christ I've read this. That. And
but did
I
you see it for yourself?
I remember seeing it with my own eyes. I've read the text.
What happens now?
Okay, hold on. Just Google Jew, and it used to be this guy with like a huge hooked nose.
No, he's dressed like a fucking rabbi. Like he's got the yarmulke.
He's got the yarmulke.
The fucking beard.
And he's just like got his hands. He's doing the Mr. Burns. Like, yeah,
fucking Scrooge McDuck. Like just counting money, plotting.
Hold on, let me Google. Let me Google.
Oh my God, I can't believe that. I've never seen a fucking warning on Google before. That's great.
Why do you think they put it up? They wanted funders and backers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was Jew. You go to image. Ah! Still number one.
Oh, it's like Thriller. It'll never be touched.
Just type the word Jew. And go to Google image.
Oh, God. All these years later, it's still funny.
Jew.gif.
It looks like fucking Sacha Baron Cohen. Oh, God. Shit. God damn.
The caption's all anti-Semitic as shit. Not like you're looking for anything enlightened next to that. A historical Jewish obsession. A Jew of Colchester, Jaime, showing his real ..
Wait, this is like a classical piece of art.
No, it's just a website for this image. Cannot find it.
Shit. Was there any such warning, though, or no?
No, I'm not seeing it. I swear to
say, man, that's
Christ.
Fucking, like, anti-American to put that
I
shit on.
I swear to fucking Christ, Google used to have a thing saying, like, look,
I'm
Google
sure
does not control the results here.
Yeah, because the American Jewish League, like, somehow got wind of it and complained.
Knights of B'nai B'rith, or is
that
is
this
Irish
some sort
thing?
Of joke?
Yeah.
Holy fuck. All right, where were we before that?
The Chinese proster.
Please go back and just upload that to that particular blog.
Oh, God.
With the caption, Kat Dennings lawyer
underneath. Thanks, David Goldstein.
Holy shit.
Okay, let's go back a long time. You remember, probably you were a senior year, speaking of high school. Do you remember Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon?
I never saw it. Was it that long ago? I thought maybe it came out when I was in college or something.
No, I was a sophomore in college, so you were a senior.
Yeah, I never saw it, but I mean,
I don't think I did either. I saw maybe your House of Flying Daggers. I'm pretty sure I saw Hero. Hero's good.
I've never seen any of them. I saw The Ring. The American version.
Not Ringu.
No.
Okay, so the broad who was in Crouching Tiger, which was the biggest of the bunch of those fucking like chop sake kung fu flicks that were like big in that era, she got a gig in Rush Hour 2 because of it.
I may have seen like 5 minutes of that piece of shit on TV.
I used to drive to New York a lot, or not
New York.
I had bus drivers, exactly, and once in a while it would be an Orthodox Jew, but if it wasn't, it was a black bus driver without fail, and 80-90% of the time I was going to get a fucking Rush Hour played.
God damn.
I have seen Rush Hour and Rush Hour 2 so many goddamn times. Never once at my own behest. Just black bus drivers thinking they were playing the pinnacle of entertainment.
I may have seen the first one on my own.
They're all horrible. They're all as bad as you think they are. They're
fucking stereotypical, like, fish out of water, odd couple pairing.
Yes. And they're cops, too.
Yeah, I think
so. It's a Family Guy flick, and
one of those shows shat on that. You know,
it's just shitty Lethal Weapon. Not that Lethal Weapon
was the original. I've never really seen any of them.
Lethal Weapon is the first kind of like mismatched cops, maybe, because I want to say like cop shows before that, they're both just hard asses.
Well,
like
wait,
Chips wasn't like Eric Estrada was the loose Latin cannon, and then his little white partner who I think did gay that. Porn in the day.
Like, but what is Mel Gibson supposed to be like the fucking like doofus white guy in that?
No, he's a loose cannon. His wife died, and he's got nothing left to live for. Because that's how a widowed man reacts, not just burying his fucking face in new toit, going, oh, I missed you, oh, I missed you, oh, I missed you.
Yeah, they're talking about a guy who lost $500 million to get some strange.
Yeah, exactly. that is acting. The way he acted like he didn't want strange. Yeah, exactly. That's as good as acting gets. That man's fucking Marlon Brando.
$500 million to fuck a bitch that looks like Octomom.
Yeah. Ugh. I know.
She's better than Octomom. Octomom's fucking disgusting.
Octomom's very disgusting.
Big lip beast. Is she doing actual porn now?
She has gotten to, I still don't think, jerky on her tees. I believe it's now she's playing with her cooter on camera.
Oh, disgusting clown car of a vagina.
You really? You don't think it was like stitched back together? Like
spreads
not
spreads her pussy lips out like a goddamn flying squirrel's wings. If you put a flashlight behind him, you can see all the veins and shit.
It's not gonna look like the hull of a ship that hit an iceberg and they just kind of welded it back together.
That bitch didn't look good before the kids.
No, she didn't. She's just not a good looking broad.
Oh, weird Arab. I don't know what the fuck she is.
I think she's half Arabic, half Mid-Eastern, half Jewish. And
the smell coming off that box.
It could have been good if she kind of had like either that. Those types can go the whole Mid-Eastern
fucking
thing.
Fucking hummus and falafel.
No, they can go hot in one of two ways. It's like you got your hot olive skin, tanned exotic ones, and then the ones that just look like fucking dark haired white chicks. And if you don't fall into those camps, I don't know, man. She just looks like hot, oily and stinky.
I can't think of any hot like Arab chick. I can think of hot Indian chicks.
Oh, Indian chicks are great. Bollywood shit? Holy fuck.
I was just thinking
me.
Of Priya Ray. Or Priya Rai. Whatever
Priya,
fucking
yeah.
Name is.
She's pretty good. It's pretty cool how big she is in porn.
Yeah, I know. She used to be just feel like a goddamn nude model.
I just mean like...
Oh, for fucking, being Indian?
Yeah. Like, she's Americans got real racist wieners when you get right down to
it. Hot's hot. And she's fucking hot. She has giant fake tits.
I don't think... you look at the top porn stars at any given time, it's just a pool of white chicks for the most part, though. Not even a bunch of Asians in your top 20. That's what's really weird to me.
Asa Kira, whatever the fuck. She's pretty big.
Yeah.
I
like my London Keys, but she's a happy.
She stinks.
She's great. Big old tees.
Yeah, but they're real.
Yeah, sorry.
Boo.
Boo!
Yeah, I guess not a lot of Asians.
No, and it's weird because so many white dudes got such yellow fever, which I do not get.
That's nice every once in a while. I don't think I could, like, marry an Asian chick. Just have that, like, for the rest
of my life. I've never...
It's like eating strawberry ice cream for the rest of your life.
Yeah, exactly. It's the fun flavor for a bit, but then you're like, give me my fucking chocolate back. Come on. Oh, God. Total brain fart there.
You're going to... You started with I. How are you going to relate
that can
to
go
yourself?
A lot of ways, Will. It can go a lot of ways. Yeah, oh, no, about the Asian chicks. I've never met bossier broads. And I guess the whole stereotype is they're docile. I've never met...
No, I had one break up with me because I fucking raised my voice at her. She thought I was going to beat her or something.
I've never had chicks who are more open with, like, give me a massage. I want that. Buy that. Ugh, just horrible.
Oh, yeah, I think they are all just, like, secret dragon ladies.
They are.
Unless you're Asian. Which doesn't make much sense, but that's the only time. I think it's the ones who stay within their community.
Okay.
Because you got to think the ones who go outside are kind
of rebellious. You got to have a set of balls, yeah.
Yeah. No, I think the ones who like will only fuck Asian guys.
Well, speaking of one who fucks Asian and white cock, I don't know how you pronounce this name. Zhang Zhui, let's just say that.
What's the name of a panda?
Ling Ling.
All right, there we go, Ling Ling.
Ling Ling. Oh, man. couple of days ago, it was spoiled. This chick, Ling Ling, Zhang Zi or whatever, who was in Rush Hour 2.
You might have it right.
Yeah, Zhang Zi or something like that.
Yeah, they pronounce it differently.
Yeah. Well, I think I got the Z-H-A-N-G is going to be like Zhang.
Yeah, where they pronounce it. Boing!
That weird tonality.
Wow.
Yeah, the tonality is that language. That'll shrivel a dick fast. It sounds like they're going to torture
you. Well, no, it's really like Vietnamese and that kind of shit. Cantonese, which is like...
Any of them except Japanese sound pretty horrible to me.
Chinese sounds... I thought Chinese had like syllables and shit.
Chinese is weird too. I don't know. Japanese sounds the most like a normal language. It's just kind of rapid fire.
The other one's just like noise. It sounds like cats talking to each other.
it's more like Vietnamese again. Anyhow, this broad really had a fucking huge career like 10 years ago. I wouldn't say...
So did Chris Tucker. I think he pumped out gas on the way in here.
A lot of... Yeah, Hollywood comes
Chris
and goes.
Chris Tucker's fucking broke.
Hollywood fame comes and goes for a lot of people, but she had like as much promise, I guess, as like a chick who talked like her, because she had the real thick Jackie Chan, but with tits accent.
I don't know. I'll look at a picture.
She's a cute little number, man. Don't get me wrong. Story goes, though, this broke in a Chinese tabloid. They've since yanked the story.
Wait, how the fuck are the Chinese tabloids? I thought they controlled the fucking media.
Maybe it was a Hong Kong tabloid. There you go.
Isn't Hong Kong part of China?
No, didn't they become a different thing?
I don't know.
Or it used to be a British thing? I don't fucking know.
Hong Kong gooey.
Story comes out, though. She's been like a high-class call girl to like commie party officials.
So she's doing like the fucking ass to ass from Requiem for a Dream for Mao Zedong.
Yeah. But dude, get these fucking rates.
Panda bestiality.
Apparently, she was getting fucked for between a little under a mil, like 950,000.
What, yen or dollars?
5 mil. No, like our American dollars.
What? What kind of moron would pay for that? Even if you're a billionaire.
They allege this broad, as a hooker, just banging these high-end dudes, pulled in 110 mil.
Let me see this bitch. Hold on.
Okay. You're not going to get all that astounded. Trust me. She's all right. And here she is with a billionaire boyfriend on the beach. Like a white dude.
Ugh.
But like obviously money moves her. Here, I'll...
What the fuck?
I love your...
You're fucked better than that for free.
That's how I feel anytime I see anyone who paid money for anything.
She was already with makeup on. Is that guy tossing her salad on the beach?
Pretty much tossing her salad on the beach,
he's
yeah.
Pulling down her bikini and has his face in her ass.
Well, he's taking a page out of your playbook. Are you really going to begrudge the guy?
Keep it in the fucking bedroom. I've never fucking eaten ass on a beach before. Jesus.
Sorry, you've never tasted the grips of passion then.
I don't like public shit.
Public fucking or what?
Anything. What the hell is the turn on?
Not so big myself. Can't concentrate enough to actually come during it.
Yeah, like getting blown when you're driving and shit.
Oh, Roadhead is all I can ever think of is the world according to Garp, where this guy is getting not even Roadhead, parked car head, and the car gets rear-ended. His dick gets chucked.
Ah!
Robin Williams does the rear-ending, which makes it even better.
I know the name. I've never seen that.
I watched it maybe 2 years ago. Oh,
no idea what it's about.
That is a rough movie.
Is it a comedy or a dramedy?
Dramedy, like before such things existed. I would say more drama than comedy. It just kind of has comedic.
That's all
dramedies.
No, it's like fucking. Is it Rushmore? Is it called?
Yeah.
Yeah. All this shit. I hate that genre.
It might have even less comedy than Rushmore. Other than, oh God, what's his, I want to say he's John Malkovich, but it's John, who is Third Rock John? Lithgow.
Yeah.
He's in drag the whole movie.
Lithgow. Fucking Michael Mary used to do the best impression of him.
God, I miss that show. God damn it. But
certainly beats what's on there now.
So, back to the prostitutes. Yeah, 110 mil just for fucking these old.
Jesus Christ, why don't you get like
guys?
A American Asian porn star?
How much better would they be? How much?
They look better, too. What the fuck? She's like one of them pale Asians.
Yeah, the pasty, boring kind.
She stinks. God damn, I want to pay $110 to fuck her.
I'd pay that. Sorry. That's cheap. Let's be honest. $110, come on.
She's not sexy.
That's like half a day's take.
I'd Ugh, I'd rather fuck Nicki Minaj than that.
Well, fuck yeah, but...
I'm trying to think of other, like, shitty bikini pictures I've seen.
No, no, I'd fuck the Asian over Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj has got, like, just haunches for her lower half.
Yeah, because she's a fake ass, you said, right?
Yeah, oh yeah. I don't know why she mutilated herself with that. Other, just, there's some weird shit that flies in the black community for appealing.
Fake ass, Jesus Christ.
Fake asses creep the shit out of me.
Is there one that looks good?
I don't think any of them are done tastefully. That's the problem. Not that there are tit jobs that are done all that tastefully that appeal to you.
Yeah, no, you don't want it to look real. That's awful. There's
just,
what's the point?
You don't get it. I guess the black world is just tan versions of you. Like, bitch, make that booty huge.
Oh, God, I don't get that.
I don't want, like...
I like a nice ass, but just size.
I want size to it as well, but, like, good size.
No, I don't give a fuck about size at all. Just
it has to have some size to be good.
Shape is more important.
But, yeah, but shape
requires...
Whereas
tits, I don't really give a fuck about the shape as much as the size. And the fakeness.
You're okay with dumpy sandbags, or... No, you said fake.
I'd rather have a chick with, like, even, like, shitty giant fake tits and, like... Okay, real ones.
Okay, what about like massive real ones, but they're just like fucking playing with like wet sand when they come out?
What's the rest of the body like?
Great. She just got really dumpy big tits.
So fucking like Samantha Fox like torpedoes?
Yeah, but without the perkiness. Samantha Fox's torpedoes jutted almost straight out. Those things were insane. So she must be horrible now. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Can you give me like a porn example or something?
No, use one stitch of imagination here. Take Samantha Fox's tits and just, like, mash them down. Like, instead of filled with cement.
So they go down to, like, her fucking navel or something?
They're not good without a bra. They're low.
That's most real tits.
You've dealt with some bad real tits. Most real tits aren't that bad. I've dealt with one pair in my entire career that was really big and the bra came off and I was just like, oh, God, really?
Most aren't, like, firm unless they're fucking, like, late teens, early 20s.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. I don't give a shit. I forgot the question already. Thinking. I don't want to think.
You mean our painstaking show prep isn't paying off?
Goddamn way.
We ran through this like 4 or 5 times. Come on.
What the fuck? Remember, were you reading something? Or was it on O&A? Were they talking about like for every hour you're on air, you should do 1 hour of prep?
When the fuck? I never said that. Where the fuck did you get that?
I guess they were reading something and making fun of it. I forget where.
I think that's good. Well, don't get me wrong. Our show is just us having conversations.
But that's the best fucking thing. That's all I like listening to. I hate like
obviously
prepped
people,
radio.
People listen to it. We got people that tune in. We're doing something okay. We don't lose listeners once
people
we get
people respond to shit that's honest. You don't get more honest than this.
We're a little, I was going to say we're a little misogynistic, but girls don't seem to, well, they take it out on
fuck
me.
Fuck them
then
cunts. That's women actually listen to this?
Oh, yeah, a lot.
Just not when I'm on.
No.
I get
your shit. People are like, I can't believe you guys are talking about this, that, and the other.
Was that all Veronica?
No.
Is that the Veronica voice?
That is my Veronica voice, but no, Veronica does not talk about me or talk about the episodes where she's not on. I don't know if she listens to them.
Yeah.
To be honest, I think she listens to her episodes.
You mean all she cares about is herself? Wow. How unusual for a woman.
Apparently, we're getting a call from her tomorrow on air.
Wow, where the fuck is she?
I think maybe still in Michigan. I don't know what the hell's
going on. I saw her post something about being at RTC, aka Reston Town Center.
I don't know. Really?
I think she literally works like around the corner from where I live.
She does.
Don't tell her to come by. Let me drop a load in her.
I will use those exact words. And she will go, really? When? May I?
Yeah, why don't you come over when I'm getting home from the gym and jerking off and you're going to work all dressed up nice.
I'll be like, Veronica, what's on your shirt?
Fucking pump a deposit in you and send you on your way.
Just walk around with like that wet shoe sound. Is it raining outside, bro? No. Oh, God damn it.
Oy.
Back Now for more big laughs. An hour of prep for every hour you're on air. Are you fucking kidding me?
Isn't that doing the show at that point? Like doing a fucking practice run?
It's... I've been around for show prep. I've never known a show that would really do that much prep. But that's only because in a lot of terrestrial radio, especially talk...
It's...
Because, okay, first of all...
Fucking
for,
scripted to the T.
Well, no. For music radio... Fuck doing an hour of prep for that. You're talking 3 minutes per hour. If you can't fill 3 minutes per hour, you're pathetic. And don't get me wrong, a lot of these vapid shits can't. They sound horrible. Be like, the latest Justin and Selena news next.
No, trust your radio.
3 seconds of dead air before they hit their awful button because they suck behind a board. And then, well, I want to say the extent of my talk prep, like for real stations, was just a... The sports talk station,
just
the
reading
fan.
The fucking paper.
Yeah, it, dude, it was, you would line up guests. I guess that was the hardest part of prep, making sure you had a couple guests. And I could fucking care less about guests, so I never brought in anyone.
I hate guests.
Yeah, I'd rather hear, and that was the huge thing over there. Like, look who we can get. I'm like, are you getting Mike Shanahan? Are you getting Rex Grossman? Then who gives a fuck?
Yeah, why the fuck wasn't Rex Grossman on? What the fuck's he doing?
I don't know. Maybe
it's because they talk shit about him.
Well, no, maybe it's some bullshit. Like you couldn't have him because technically Dan Snyder owns the competition, so maybe the big guys couldn't go on. But I'm not really sure because some decently
like Arakpo and stuff on.
Yeah, some decently famous dudes would be on the fans. So I guess,
but never the quarterback. You're right.
No, never the quarterback. Never Shanahan.
Yeah, there's got to be some fucking shit.
Something
in their
weird. Something fucking.
See that fucking Grossman, that goddamn fat faced retard would talk to anybody.
Yeah. Where's my Snickers? You promised one.
Jesus Christ. How does it feel to get replaced by a fucking 22-year-old?
Yeah, there wasn't a shit ton of prep to that, man. Not that, again, I wasn't part of it, but I think it was maybe an hour's worth of prep. You would kind of be like, hey, these are the stories.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, if you're doing a fucking professional radio show 4 or 5 hours a day, yeah, come in an hour ahead of time.
Yeah, trust me.
Because you got to talk about what's
shit
in the news.
Yeah, but it's just going over news. And then
it's
if
you
ever you wanted to
internet
fluff, it was just, callers, what do you think? Bam, 3 segments. And it's the easiest shit on earth because you have to take these people seriously unless they're shouting things like death to niggers or something like that. Short of that, short of like the racial slurs flying left and right, you just act like these guys have perfectly valid opinions. Even though you're like, you're a fucking moron in the back of your head. Like, hey,
they
Jeff,
did
great
at first, like, Dukes and LeVar sometimes will, like, shit on people a little bit, like, as much as they're allowed to, I suppose.
I don't think we were ever permitted to shit on people all that hard.
Dukes does. I guess maybe that's, like, the old school thing. That it started when it became the fan. Like, I mean, when was WJFK, like...
You could do
O'Mara
whatever to
shit.
You
yeah
could just fart into the fucking microphone and that'd be it.
Donnie G? It was fucking brutal, the callers.
And I loved it.
It
I
should
loved
be. These people are idiots.
Being called an idiot.
Like, what the fuck? We've talked about this before. That's the worst part of any goddamn radio show.
That's
is
how I feel.
Letting any fuckface who can dial 10 digits with their fucking finger get on your show. It's just like, I mean, if we don't like goddamn guests, like movie stars coming in and fucking up the flow, like, why do you want some goddamn mouth breather driving a truck listening to just call in and get their airtime? Most of them don't even shut the fuck up. They talk over the hosts. You're supposed to kind of like make a point and let the host riff with it. Most of these guys think it's their fucking, like, 15
minutes. No, it's
their
little podium, yeah.
And they will just keep talking. The host tries to say something. They'll talk over them.
No, but Steve.
It's just... That's
and third.
I love Norton. It's just like, oh, I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead.
God bless Jim Norton.
It's like, oh, no. You finish.
No, I'm with you completely. Guests... There are a couple guests I would want to get maybe for the show, but only because I've talked with them online. And they seem like fun people to deal with.
Guests for this show?
Yeah.
Oh, well, uncomedic comedian Colin Kane. The fucking David Blaine of comedians. The same way Blaine's the tricklish magician. The fucking jokeless, funnyless comedian. God,
he's doing
he
okay.
Stinks.
I think
maybe because chicks find him attractive, like Dane Cook. I've never heard one funny thing come out of that guy's mouth. Except what I told you when he tells a story about how this chick told him how, like, she needs her space or whatever. And how she likes him and gives him that fucking runaround. And, like, his friend tells him to look on TMZ. There's a picture of her making out with Jim Carrey at some club.
Treacherous skank.
Getting cucked by fucking
Dumb and Dumber. That has to fuck with that dude's head, too. Because, like, he isn't at a big enough level where, like, you would think a chick is really chasing you.
I wouldn't know who he was if it wasn't for ONA allowing him on a couple of times, him fucking stinking it up. And
you said
God
they
he's
banned him, right?
Roland hates him. Like, Roland constantly makes fun of him, and he hasn't been back. Why would he be back, man? He wasn't funny. It was like, it was seriously like the most unprofessional shit. I was like, why is this dude on here?
Was he just a dude talking? Because, I mean, he's nice. Like, personally, he's a nice dude.
Okay,
like,
he can be nice all he wants, but if you're a comedian, like, aren't you supposed to be fucking funny?
I didn't hear his segment.
That's like a musician coming out on stage with a fucking guitar strapped around him and then just telling stories and jokes. Like, that's not your occupation.
Good point.
So, yeah, I just... fucking very like monotone.
Well, okay, that's what I'm saying. If like he isn't that good, you would want to believe like, hey, this chick is with me because like I'm an aspiring comedian.
Well, man,
not because
somewhat of a career, right? I don't know how big he is.
I don't think he's that big.
I mean, isn't he like regional? I don't know when you say he's national.
I'll see like him tweet now and again of like, yeah, flying out west for shit. But it's just weird to me. Like if I were at his level, I would think like a chick kind of dug me just because, hey, she's into some guy who can get on a stage. That shows balls. One. Two, I'm a good looking dude. To be like just abandoned for Jim Carrey, that's a little weird. Like it'd be one thing I'm Jeff Bridges and I get dumped for Jim Carrey. I get it. He's like slightly younger. This chick's into famous actors. It makes sense. But that's just a chick doing a raw upgrade for someone you don't think is chasing
that's
famous
not
dick.
She fucking dated the dude. Okay, so all right, let's put it in guy's perspective.
Yeah.
All right, you're dating. I'll say what the fuck's her name? Amy Schumer.
Okay.
I'm gonna say Whitney Cummings because she's bigger. So say you're dating Amy Schumer. She's cute, I guess.
Yeah.
She's fairly famous.
Much bigger than Colin.
Yeah. Okay. So I can't think. I don't. No comedy all that much. So.
Okay, let's just stick with Amy Schumer.
All right, so she's
fucking argument.
30, I think, or whatever. Yeah. You know, probably looks decent naked.
She ain't bad.
All right, then.
Not that I've seen it naked. She's just decent looking.
And fuck, I'm not going to say Joan Rivers.
I'd fuck Joan over Amy, just for the story.
I might fuck Joan Rivers, too. Not bad.
Oh, she's bad, but if you're...
Face fucker. I don't know. That fucking hyena mouth.
The party's hit 1 a.m. Everyone's had a couple drinks. Oh, fucked Amy Schumer comes out of your lips. People are going to be like, who the fuck is that? Does she go to, like, JMU down the road? You're like, I fucked Joan Rivers. Party, that record screech sound. Just like, what the fuck just came out of your mouth? You've got the entire party enthralled for 30 minutes flat, minimum.
So who would be someone comparable? Chelsea Handler probably isn't that old. How old is she? 40s?
Kathy Griffin. Did I hit it out of the park with that shit?
That's pretty good. I mean, she's not as fuck. Jim Carrey is also worth like $200 million, probably more.
He is worth stupid loot. Okay, you know what? I will give her that upgrade if she was just gold digging and it's like, okay,
I'm
made for
But
life.
Yeah, then why would she be fucking with this guy in the first place? Who probably makes like 50 to 100K a year.
Who,
or something.
Colin, yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's mind blowing to me. That's a chick you'd think is a safe bet. Like, if I'm a famous guy, every woman is going to go through the filter.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
say you're with Amy Schumer, you like her or whatever,
yeah,
and then Kathy Griffin wants to bang you. She's not exceptionally attractive.
Well, I would
she's...
just do that because I'm a whore.
But wouldn't you do it?
but like, the fucking Mexican cleaning lady could be like, I'll suck your cock, mister. I'd be like, sure, why not? I mean, I can't put myself into those shoes. I'll
put
it that way.
Say, like, you thought there was a possibility of a relationship with Kathy Griffin. Like, even though you don't find her attractive... And you just, like, you want that security or whatever. Because, like, yeah, why not fuck a chick who's worth, like, 20 mil or something? Like, and at that point, you'd have to jump ship and become her boyfriend.
See, I guess I wouldn't. And that's the difference. Like, I don't get really gunning for more than you need to, like, live comfortably.
Yeah, but once you get a taste of fucking sleeping in that
mansion.
Must be
amazing. Must be amazing.
Fucking, you don't have to cook your own food anymore.
Just call
the chef.
I always thought that was the most inspirational part. If you're ever in Los Angeles, like, fuck any other city. I've been in the expensive areas of New York. That shit is worth a lot more than anything because of, like, where it is. They're big houses, don't get me wrong. But they still look fucking old and colonial-y and all that.
I kind of hate the fucking, like, Southwest architecture.
Do you really?
Yeah, it just looks like a goddamn like Mexican cartel.
This great, like fucking Sosa, you know?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, you see Brad Pitt's house, it looks like the fucking Tony Montana house.
It's amazing. Like, the skull coming out with his shotgun.
No, actually, I kind of like the East Coast architecture more.
No, I love just those sprawling fucking mansions in the Hollywood Hills. You look at that,
yeah, but
it's
they're
like,
all, like, tiled and shit. I don't know.
Who gives a shit? It's like, that's what I can achieve. Like, nothing in New York really inspires me.
See, I like the fucking, actually, some of, like, the houses outside of LA, like, the shit in Weeds. To me, that looks really nice.
What are they, Orange County brats, or are they somewhere else?
It's north. Can't fucking remember.
To me, that seems stifling. But again, that's a better suburbia because the weather is nice at least.
Yeah, but those houses are probably ridiculous. They got to be at least six figures or seven figures.
I was going to say, yeah. Every house is six figures.
Yeah. No, it's got to be like millies, even though like it's not so much better than like the big houses we have here. It's just like they're new. They're fucking nice.
Yeah.
Everything's like planned and shit. The fuck,
dude, I think a shit house in Orange has to be over a million. You take our house, our little hovel, and put that in Orange.
Not necessarily Orange. I mean, it depends what part.
Orange is so expensive.
Most of it, yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's shitty parts too.
That's true. That's true.
What the fuck was I gonna say? Oh, actually, if you see shit like Nashville and stuff, like you see country stars houses, but I mean, that's probably just because they had it built from scratch on like land they got. But those are like ridiculously huge, like nice looking houses.
But those are just mansions out in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah, but that's kind of cool. No, I mean, if you're like outside of Nashville, that's not bad. Like, if you're 30 minutes outside of Nashville,
I guess. If you already had fame, you could live anywhere and enjoy it. Just build a compound like Kumia.
You'd still get bored. Like, you realize how bored you get, like, not being able to fucking go to like a Walmart if you wanted to or some shit.
I guess.
Like, it seems stupid, but when you think about it, that. Like, think of how often you go to, like, the store or some shit around here. You know what I'm saying? Like, you take that away, it's kind of a major change. You're like, oh,
I'm not,
I need something.
I'm not talking, like, bumfuck. I'm talking, like, maybe it's a... Oh, God. Even a 20-minute drive would drive me batshit.
From where?
Like, to go to any store from my mansion in the woods. This is... Why are we discussing this? This is why I like L.A. Because it's, like, 5 minutes from, like, cool, smoggy shit. And starlets who salivate for you. Like, you just come down. It's literally those Hollywood Hills. That's like fucking modern Olympus, man. Gods live there, and they come down and they fuck the humans.
Mortals.
Yes, they fuck the mortals, exactly. And they give them ambrosia, give them a little taste of that shit, and then they kick them out.
I never thought of it like that.
And then Hercules is born 9 months later. It's like, oh, you have a famous god daddy, Hercules.
That's a pretty good point.
Yeah, it's you just come down from this hill. Wreak your havoc.
Yeah, but like,
do whatever
if you get to that
you
level,
want.
Then you're not going to want to fuck civilians. That's kind of like
do you,
too easy.
I don't.
I mean, if they're like exceptionally hot.
I was going to say they would have to be exceptionally hot.
But
because
most people
you
who
would
are exceptionally hot would have amounted to something other than like porn or modeling or some shit.
I've in LA, yes, but I've heard that is the beauty of Texas. There are just stunning women who are happy to fuck the guy who manages a Staples or something like that.
Never been there. Always want. I want to go to Texas.
That's Texas one of the sounds
Texas,
like it,
New Orleans.
Texas would almost be like visiting crazy mob run Moscow. Just guns and blondes with big tits.
I've heard. Yeah, I mean, it's like that's the place you go for. Was it some stupid fucking Heather Graham movie? It's like that's where lost souls go to get even more lost.
Where Tejas?
Yeah.
That is a weird way of putting it. I think I would go nuts there after a while. Don't get me wrong, because everything probably is conservative as shit outside of the big cities. Austin's going to be like a hipster shithole.
It has to be Dallas.
Dallas is just going to be...
DFW.
I got to see Dallas before I die. That is...
I definitely want to go.
Maybe one of the highest cities on my list. I can't think of another city I'd want to see more than Dallas.
New Orleans?
Off the top of my head.
I really want to fucking go to New Orleans.
There's one element of New Orleans I might not like.
You don't think so. It's in Dallas, too?
but it plays for the Cowboys.
You ever see Cops?
Okay, good point.
No, I think New Orleans is probably a lot like here. Like, you kind of stay the hell out of the French Quarter. But
New Orleans, well, it'd be great if you go and it's like as insane as it seems to be. Or it's just like, here's beads for tits. And that transaction literally takes
Mardi
place.
Gras. I don't think.
I always thought that was a year long thing, though. That
I think you
can
just throw a fucking $5 necklace at a woman and she'll take her shirt off.
I thought it kind of had a Vegas thing going, like it was a year round, not just.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know. At least I've never been there.
Really do think it's just like booze out while you're walking, and it's so funny to me that a couple areas in this country are good with that.
There should be, man. What the fuck? It's like the last bastion. Imagine if Vegas and New Orleans went under. How boring this shitty country would be. Those are the fucking two party towns left.
It's just such a... Isn't that like a weird insight into people, though? They're cool with going ape shit and just living like cavemen for a couple days. Like Genghis Khan. Like conquering warriors.
And yeah, then they get back to reality eventually.
But don't you want that to be your reality? Like, if you could get employment out there, wouldn't you prefer that to our reality? Like, our controlled, boring reality with the traffic? Traffic's even worse lately, by the way, dude. Have you noticed this?
What, this week?
Like, the last month or something. I've been in bumper-to-bumper shit at 8 p.m. multiple times. Like, no construction.
I mean, it seems worse the past couple of days, because after the weekend, like, everyone cleared the fuck out of here. This goddamn ghost town, man. But what the fuck was I going to say? Oh, with New Orleans and shit? I don't know. I mean, it's nice to have some regularity to your life.
I guess. I guess if that's what you got to do to cope, man. I'm just a little stronger than you, maybe.
No, I mean, I'd like to fucking at least, like, be able to work out and shit on the reg. You get to, like, just nail
trim. They don't have
gyms
there? Come on.
All right.
And nailing trim is a great workout.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Core workout.
In order to work, I have to fucking like go shrimping 14 hours a day?
No, you've got your same job. We're gonna wave the hypothetical wand here. You've got your same job, and you're living down in New Orleans.
Yeah, I'm sure that's much, much cooler.
Okay, that's all I'm asking.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, then.
I think we can punch out on that note. We've done over an hour of solid gold, might I say.
Ooh.
Hold on. Let's hit the outro song. As I turn my head away from the mic, professional as it fucking gets.
We need a board up.
God, how great would that be? Just like, you're going to board up for a piece of shit show that doesn't really
exist.
And then
we can just fucking like just shit on them. Like O&A.
Should I get a board op? Do you know how easy it is to get volunteers for this show?
Really?
Yes. Oh, dude, people want to be famous. Even my little piece of shit.
I wouldn't refer to this as fame in any way.
Nor would I, but they think so. I've put out two ads on Craigslist. I must have gotten 15 volunteers for each ad.
For what? Just co-host? Or
yeah. Can you imagine, like, board opping where they have no pressure even? They just have to, like, maybe lip up once in a while, and then we would just hammer them down. How fucking... Oh, I want a board op. Oh, that's a good idea.
That'd be awesome, man.
Let's get a board op. And it's always young college trim, too.
It's fine with me.
Oh, God. And they'll just run crying after, like, 3 weeks of dealing with you. They'll be like, miss me.
Oh, well.
Yeah. And then I'll be like, comforting her, like, they're there. She's like, my boyfriend would let this happen. And, like, before she even finishes that word, I've like, just dropped her. Like Dennis in the dance competition. Just like,
strike
her
with
arms.
A closed fist.
Oops. Bye.
You really are the biggest piece of shit in the world.
Are you still here? God damn, that show's good. When it
the
wants to
old
be.
Ones are weird, man. I saw some of them on TV. It was pretty shitty, actually.
And yet we have fond memories.
Yeah, if you watch it now, it's like, it's gotten better.
Speaking of old episodes that were shitty, and new episodes that are shitty, you've been listening to Papa's Basement, all of our old and new on inpapasbasement.com. Visit the fucking site if you're hearing my words, please. I like getting hits, and I don't like having to type articles for hits. If I talk more and I say inpapasbasement.com more, maybe I can write less. It hasn't worked out that way so far.
You need a sweeper like the fucking, Was it? Goddamn, what's his name? Ricky Spanish? It was just whispers the name.
John Papa John.
Or in Papa's Basement.
In Papa's Basement, yeah.
Ricky Spanish.
Good. Will, they want to get a hold of you. They got at Billy Basil on Twitter. They've got at Grey Sky Eternal, which is G-R-E-Y.
I don't get any tweets anymore. I don't know.
You don't do anything on Twitter anymore.
Why should I do anything? Why should they come to me? Just like in real life, bitches.
And on that happy note, we'll be back next week.
Reduce myself to the level of competing for your attention.
Until then, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow.
You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.